Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why Most Side Hustles Fail at the Handoff When Work Gets Busy. Now let's dive in. Here's a sobering statistic. 73% of side hustles die within 6 months. But here's what's fascinating. It's not because of bad ideas or lack of demand. The killer is that moment when your day job gets intense and you have to choose. Today, we're solving the handoff problem that's crushing entrepreneurial dreams. Most entrepreneurs treat their side hustle like a beloved hobby until it's too late. Think about it. When work gets crazy, what's the first thing to go? Your passion project. But research shows successful side hustlers create what I call transition protocols before they need them. They set revenue triggers and time boundaries before they're emotionally invested in daily operations. It's like having a fire escape plan. You hope you never use it, but you're grateful it exists. Here's another insight that changes everything. Peak performers allocate energy, not just time. Your side hustle shouldn't get your leftovers. Studies reveal morning side hustlers have 40% higher success rates than evening workers. Create energy budgets. Assign your best mental hours to revenue-generating activities, not busy work. Let me share a story. Last year, my consulting client, Sarah, hit $8,000 monthly with her social media agency. Then her corporate job exploded, 60-hour weeks, major project launch. Instead of powering through, she activated her transition protocol. She hired a virtual assistant for $15 per hour, created template workflows, and raised prices 30%. The result? She maintained $6,000 monthly revenue, working just 5 hours per week during her busiest corporate quarter. The key wasn't working harder, it was systematizing before the pressure hit. Here's your action step. Right now, identify your three highest value activities in your side hustle. Create simple systems or templates for each one this week. Set your busy season trigger, that revenue number or time commitment that activates your protocol. Then hire help before you need it, even if it's just 5 hours per week. Remember this, your side hustle isn't competing with your day job, it's preparing to replace it. The entrepreneurs who survive the handoff are the ones who plan for it. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.